under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. A bittersweet Tuesday edition. Is it Josh Call Day up in here, Dom?
It seems like it should be a little more Josh Call Day than it is, but you know, we'll give him a Josh Call afternoon. Good to see you, Crudy Rich, working hard on the board. You know, just rolling with all the variables. Thank you to the excellent engineering staff here at Civic Media, and thank you to our audience for tuning into the political party.
Dom, sometimes just getting on the airwaves is the accomplishment. Joining you, we're both wearing slimming black.
Yes, indeed.
Well, Dom, looking good and sexy and feeling good. And is it not better to look good than to feel good, Dom? But Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has finally charged somebody in the false elector scheme here in the state of Wisconsin.
Somebody.
Not but everybody. He didn't charge everybody.
That's a damn man. So not yet? Question mark?
Never, probably. Exclamation mark. Molly Beck reporting, Dom. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call today filed felony forgery charges against an aide and two attorneys who worked for former President Donald Trump in the 2020 for their part in designing and executing a plan to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election by submitting false slates of electors for Trump. Now, the charges are the first to be filed by state prosecutors against anyone involved in the scheme that involved 10 Wisconsin Republicans meeting in the state capitol in December of 2020 on December 14th. Like, 1 hour after the Wisconsin Supreme Court had ruled, there were no pathways for Trump to win election here. But
We got a pathway. We got a great idea. This will be great.
Dom, 10 Wisconsin Republicans met in the state capitol in December of 2020 to sign paperwork falsely claiming to be electors for Trump, despite Trump's loss to Biden, which they all knew at the time they were doing it, Dom. So, anyways, today was Josh's day. Here is the accounting of the charges, I believe, Tom. Josh Call filed the charges in Dane County Circuit Court against Kenneth Cheesebro. Cheesebro, there he is. A Wisconsin native and lead architect of the 2020 fake elector plan. Former Dane County Judge Jim Troupas.
Who's Jim Troupas?
He is an alleged felon, Dom. That's who Jim Troupas. Well, hell, Jim Troupas was Donald Trump's attorney, Ron Johnson's attorney. He was the attorney that would have disenfranchised his own vote and that of his wife, had it thrown out because he voted absentee in 2020, and he proposed the throwing out of 200,000 Dane County and Milwaukee County votes, disenfranchising Wisconsin voters, including himself and his wife.
He's happy to martyr his own vote if that, you know, will end up helping result in the 200 plus thousand other absentee ballots getting tossed out, which would, of course, give the victory then to his Donald Trump.
And, of course, the wall was a 4-3. Brian Hagedorn was the swing. Otherwise, I mean, Hagedorn at least showed a little reasonableness in this case, Dom. So anyways, Call has filed charges in Dane County Court against Kenneth Cheesebro, Jim Troupas, who represented Trump in Wisconsin during the 2020 election, And Mike Roman, a former Trump aide who allegedly delivered Wisconsin State of False Electors paperwork to a Pennsylvania congressman staffer in order to hand it off to who, Dom? There's one guy conspicuous in the paragraph here. One handoff they don't list. Well, they say they're handing it off to a Pennsylvania congressman staffer in order to get them to Vice President Mike Pence on January 6th of 2021. So the three alleged felons, Cheesebro, Troopas, and Mike Roman. And Mike Roman, if you'll remember, Dom, was the guy down in Fulton County, Georgia, that put up the ruckus and got Bonnie Willis to have to sit through, what, an ethics persecution. And I did use the right word there, persecution. Because she's not the one on trial.
Her lover, or former lover, thrown off the case. And now she, that case is stalled while they determine whether or not Fannie Willis can remain on the case. That Mike Roman. But you know what? I mean, Mike Roman, but apparently wanted to pass this along. But there was somebody else who wanted to pass it along too, wasn't it? Senator Ron Johnson.
Yeah, what remember, about the third leg of the...
Right, man. I mean, how do you bypass... Exactly. Exactly. Step one, get the false electors to Roman. Step two, what's step two? Well, step two is Senator Ron Johnson, right? Step three is false electors to Mike Pence. Well, how is Ron Johnson not involved in this whatsoever? I'll jump in here.
Technically, Dom, just if memory serves, step two was Cheesebro and the woman from the DP, the GOP in the state of Wisconsin that felt like she was going to a drug deal. They personally delivered them out to the congressional office building that I've been to before, last fall. And then it was delivered to Ron Johnson over at the senatorial office building on the Capitol Square. But there were a lot of relay races, Dom. There was like three or four steps.
Although, Curdy of the better memory of the two of us.
Clearly.
Didn't they also initially put them in the mail? Wouldn't that be mail fraud, number one? And since they didn't arrive in time, we were concerned that they may not arrive in time, they actually flew them down as well.
Well, they did send this proof of forgery to the National Archives. And actually, the National Archives did eventually deliver the false electors this proof of conspiracy, this forgery, as it's now been feloniously charged in the state of Wisconsin. They did eventually send that over. But in the meantime, there was great concern, and Cheesebro was involved, and U.S. Senator Ron Johnson was involved, you know, for a second, a minute.
In 10 minutes, I mean, who knows?
How long does it take to be a criminal?
Not long,
Curtis. Once you pull that trigger, Dom, you're in it with the rest. You got blood on your hands too, Ron.
And here is why it is Josh Call afternoon and not Josh Call day. As Molly Beck continues to report at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, in a press conference outside the state capitol on Tuesday, Call declined to answer questions about whether he was considering or ruling out charges against the 10 Wisconsin Republicans who signed the paperwork falsely, claiming to be electors for Trump.
Why would I'm just speculating here. I'm just reading some tea leaves, Dom. Why would you level the charges against Roman, Troopas, and Cheesebro? And not also level the charges against the lesser offenders in my mind, but still criminally complicit, 10 false electors. You know, normally you clean up the minnows and then you kind of work your way up the food chain, if you know what I'm saying. And there could potentially, Don, be at least one more step above and beyond this one, couldn't there? I see this as sort of an intermediate ladder.
I mean, there's lots of ways to look at it. Here, what Call's AG attorney Call from Wisconsin, his quote, "I'm not going to comment on specific individuals, but what I can say is that there is an ongoing investigation and our decisions are going to be based on those facts and what the best interests of justice show."
Now, riddle me this, Riddler. Only time I've seen it reported, I believe it was at the Politico, Kenneth Cheesebro was the one that said he was working with Wisconsin investigators, right? That was his claim. Hadn't seen that reported anywhere else until this news of felonious indictments dropped today. But What if one of these indicted got out in front of the other two, let's just say? Let's just say it's Cheesebro. Because Cheesebro's got a history of trying to get out in front of the charges, right? We know that. We know that because he's done it in other states. So let's assume he did it here. Is it possible that Cheesebro is the state's witness in this case? That he's Josh Call's inside guy, his deep throat, if you will, Tom? And that Jim Troupas, friend of your girl Vicky McKenna and, you know, anything Trump, is it a possibility, Dom, that he's already turned evidence? Ooh. And Troupas is going to see some real jail time under these felonious allegations. You know, first offender and all, but still, yeah. First coup, how many do you get?
A little bit down in the reporting, Molly Beck from the Journal Sentinel goes into some of the background. We all know what our audience is smart. Here is some more of the reporting. Call charge. Cheesebro. We know it's Chesbro, but, you know, it's Wisconsin, and we don't care. Cheesebro, Roman, and Troupas with intent to forge a certificate of votes for the 2020 electors from Wisconsin, knowing it to have been thus falsely made or altered, with one or more of the parties to the conspiracy doing an act to affect the objective of the conspiracy. Between at least as early as on or about November 17th of 2020 and continuing through on or about January 6th of 21, Dane County, state of Wisconsin, and elsewhere, the above named defendants, together with other individuals not charged in this complaint, agreed or combined with another with the intent to commit and for the purpose of committing the crime of uttering as genuine a forged writing or object, Call wrote in the complaint. They were charged in violation of statutes that criminalize the forgery of public records or legal documents. Well, those 10 electors literally signed those forged documents. What about them?
Dom, I don't think there will be charges leveled ever against the, well, state charges. I'm just reading the tea leaves here. No state charges against the 10 false electors. But Troupas.
Ooh, I disagree.
Or Cheesebro. Someone's going to flip on the bigger fish upstream, if you know what I'm saying. Well, there's only a couple of fish left. Rudy and Trump. Why not charge them all at once, Dom? Baker's dozen, right? 10 plus 1, 2, 3. Folks, we're the Devil's Advocates. We got fine guests. Maggie Dawn, attorney at law. She stared down Jim Troupas in the recount effort in Milwaukee. The 200,000 votes, they're mostly Milwaukee County votes. More Devils, she joins in the 5 o'clock hour.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Happy Tuesday to us all. It's a Josh Call afternoon. 844-967-2789.
Three felonious charges. Kenneth Cheesebro, Jim Troupas, and Mike Roman, all attorneys or aides for Donald Trump. And they were all part of the false elector scheme, the paperwork coup. And there are a couple of people upstream that have not been indicted, not to date, Dom. But I'm looking at you, Rojo. And ultimately, I'm looking at the former president, now convicted felon, Donald Trump. I would not be shocked if new felonious charges were leveled right against the former president in the state of Wisconsin.
But
what?
You remember so long ago when it came out that Senator Ron Johnson had engaged Jim Troupas as an attorney. I remember wondering, I wonder if this is some effort to get an attorney-client privilege kind of issue walled up before anything comes down.
That was actually now, regarding the recount in 2022, and I think you're a little off the mark, fella.
You think so?
Yes. In that regard, because if you're hired specifically to handle the future recount effort, and let's say the senatorial recount, not necessary in Ron's behalf because he won, right? Only challenge it if you lose. Very Trumpian in that regard. But Jim Troupas was retained, according to the campaign, for that purpose. I don't see any client privilege that would shield 2 years in reverse.
We'll see. We'll see. A little more from Molly Beck at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Again, AG, Wisconsin's AG Josh Call filed these charges. The complaint filed by the Wisconsin Department of Justice Special Agent Mary Van Schoik relied on evidence from the fall of 2020 through delivery of the unappointed elector certificate on January 6th of 21. That's a long time to gather evidence, folks. When Cheeseborough and Troopers organized a plan to cast fake electoral votes. In December 12, 2020 text, Cheeseborough and Roman sent messages about the language in the false electric certificates to be signed by Pence, in which Roman said, F these guys. Now, didn't some folks like Pennsylvania actually edited that language to give them
Put a caveat there.
Yeah, no caveat here in Wisconsin. Cheeseborough in a message to Roman and an unidentified Republican on December 16th acknowledged, quote, things might have been different if we'd won Wisconsin, unquote. Well, they're actually texting about the fact they lost Wisconsin and they're going to do this anyway. Molly Beck goes on to write and suggested that the Trump campaign should, quote, weaponize the Electoral Count Act to put Biden in a no-win situation. Seems very conspiratorial to me. Cheeseborough spelled out the plan in a memo dated November 18th of 2020, the same day Trump asked for recounts in where? Dane and Milwaukee counties. Cheeseborough sent the memo to Troopas. It's unclear whether Cheeseborough worked for Troopas, a Trump, or someone else. Cheeseborough sent a second memo on the matter on December 9th of 2020 after state officials certified Biden as the victor in Wisconsin. In Wisconsin, the group of 10 Republicans who signed the paperwork included then-Republican Party of Wisconsin Chairman Andrew Hitt and Wisconsin Election Commissioner Bob Spindell.
How did those two not get charged today?
Okay, so here's the thing. Now, we know that Andrew Hitt did that 60 Minutes interview, a couple months ago. Like, is he getting out in front of this? Why is he laying this down? Why is this happening now? And I noticed yesterday, Crudy, NBC, I believe it was, who makes the Meet the Press, or what, 60 Minutes perhaps it was, whatever the broadcast station that was on, released the transcripts of that interview again like yesterday. You know, I peruse a lot of websites reading, preparing for this fine show. And I saw them like, why is this being out? Why is this out there now? And I saw a very similar release from another news organization about this as well. So it kind of retreaded yesterday and this news drops today.
It only counts if you make reference to it on the greatest radio show ever. It doesn't count. You didn't say it aloud.
In December, the group of false electors settled a civil lawsuit filed by the real Biden electors against them for the role in the scheme. As part of the settlement, the false Trump electors acknowledged their actions were a part of an attempt to overturn the election. They were part of an attempt to overturn the election. Yeah, that was us. That was us. That was me, Andrew Hitt, Wisconsin GOP chair, Bob Spindell, Wisconsin elections commissioner, still on the commission. Yeah, thank you. My bad. Shouldn't have done that. Apparently, it was all the attorney's fault. Now, according to the communication, Molly Beck writes, released by Cheeseborough and Troopas as part of the lawsuit, Roman was in contact with Troopas on January 6th and U.S. Senator Ron Johnson's chief of staff in order to pass along the slate of Wisconsin's false electors to Pence, who ultimately rejected the offer. Court records show Cheeseborough, Troopas, and Roman are due in court September 19th. In a one-word statement on the charges, Democratic Governor Tony Evers said, good.
Good.
However, your buddy Rojo, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson,
it's a travesty. I didn't see what Rojo.
Outrageous! It's outrageous, Crudy. Quote: now Democrats are weaponizing Wisconsin's judiciary. Apparently, conservative lawyers advising clients is illegal under Democrat tyranny. Democrats are turning America into a banana republic, Johnson said in a post on the social media X's. Whoo! What a show.
844-967-2789, our first caller of the day. While there's time for you, Kurt. Kurt from Madison, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Kurt.
I got my beer, my popcorn. This is awesome. I think he has Russian Ron in his sights. And I think my theory is Russian Ron is dumb enough to make multiple missteps, knowing that steps are really close to grabbing his butt. And I think his choice of going after these two knuckleheads is the right move, in my opinion.
Kurt, Ron would not have been more convincing if he'd have made these statements from the court hallway like Trump did.
it's going to be fun.
What?
Have a good night. Good
appreciate
night,
it, Kurt. Thanks for listening. 844-967-2789. Also, Dom, did you see the complaint filed against your buddy, corrupted former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman?
Complaint? Why would anyone have a complaint against the former corrupted twice loser Gableman?
Well, apparently they're trying to have him disbarred, Dom. That's my understanding. Now, we got a fine show for you guys, and you know Dom never debarred anything. Always stops at the bar. Joe Zepecki joining us later in the big show, about 4:30 today. And attorney Maggie Dawn, we'll come back to this topic. I feel quite confident because attorney Maggie Dawn was on the other side of Jim Troupas, you know, the alleged felon. When the, recount, when the effort to disenfranchise Wisconsin voters, the first effort, you know, before the false elector coup. More devil's advocates. It's a Josh Call afternoon.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, Josh Call Day, or just Josh Call Afternoon. Well, Dom's splitting the infinitive on this one. The 10 false electors not charged, 3 others feloniously charged by the Attorney General of the state of Wisconsin, and some unindicted co-conspirators, conspicuous by their absence from the indictments today, guys like Ron Johnson, Dom. But we do have some sound from the Attorney General. And if it's Josh Call Afternoon, I think it'd be merited, Dom. So Rich did the work. Let's play it for the people. We got 3 of these, right, Rich? Just two. Don't get
creepy. I'm not going to comment on specific individuals, but what I can say is that this is an ongoing investigation, and our decisions are going to be based on those facts and what the best interests of justice show.
And one more from the Attorney General.
The decisions we make are not based on external factors like the ones you mentioned. They're based on our judgment about how we can most effectively pursue the interests of justice in this case.
Most effectively pursue the interests of justice in this case. How about going after anyone who was involved in the fraudulent activity? How about, you know, perhaps the ones that signed the documents? That'd be great. I mean, you already have them in the civil case acknowledging that, yeah, we did this to try to overturn the election. I mean, that's what they said. And I'm sorry, Mr. Call, is that legal? I'm just curious. If I do something to try to overturn the election, is that legal? I mean, I'm not talking about, you know, filing a lawsuit, 60 or more, and, you know, losing all of them. I mean, that's righteous. You can do that. You want to do a recount? Okay, you did your recount. You want to try to throw everything out? That's your option, I guess. But if you do something, if you engage in a conspiracy with a specific purpose to overturn the election that they know they lost, you know you lost it. They're Troupas and Cheesebro were texting about it after the election. And to think that Bob Spindell, disgraced Milwaukee Elections Commissioner, and Andrew Hitt.
No, he holds his head high down.
They didn't know. They didn't know. It was a very, very scary time. Remember the 60 Minutes? Oh, it was a very, very scary time. Tough time for everybody. Oh yeah. You didn't know, huh? You're an attorney. You were ahead of the frickin' party in the state of Wisconsin. You didn't know what was going on? I don't buy that. And Bob Spindell didn't know? I don't buy that. I don't believe that. So I hope that Josh Call Afternoon turns into Josh Call Night, Josh Call Day, Josh Call Month. But, man, I'm happy to see some action in this regard, but what about the ones that actually signed the docs?
Dom, there was also a document dump some months ago, right? And at that time, it seems like Brian Schimming, the current GOP chairman of the Great State of Wisconsin, seems like Brian was caught up in the conspiracy. Or does my memory fail me in this case, Dom?
I seem to recall his name was mentioned as well. Come on, man. I mean,
they're all in on it. Is that the right deep sigh?
Let's just get to it. I mean, they were all in on it. They're willing to martyr their own votes, you know, in order to facilitate overturn the election. They admitted the 10 electors in the civil case. That was their effort to overturn the election. You know, you had Congressman Tom Tiffany and Scott Fitzgerald. It was Fitzgerald who won that election. Okay, apparently his election was fine. The ballot that he ran on was fine, but the same ballot that Biden won on when he was on that ballot was not fine. I don't know how his election was righteous, but you know, Biden's wasn't. That you're going to go through a recount. But Fitzgerald let them into the Capitol or facilitated letting the false electors plus Troopas, who was there documenting everything with his handy phone and making videos of it. Oh, and hit. They didn't know who he was. They were just some guy in the room. Come on, give me a break. You think if Crude and I try to sneak into that room, they'd have let us in there? I don't. But come on, you got to have some common sense, people. So, again, Josh Call afternoon until and unless he does something more.
Dominic, the Department of Justice agent's statement also said that, geez, bro, in consultation with Troopas, again, these are both the alleged felons, the former Trump lawyers, a former Dane County judge in the case of Troopas, who were serving as an attorney for Trump, prepared the document signed by the fake electors. So who perpetrated the forgery? Why, it was Troopas and Cheesebro, allegedly, because they haven't been convicted yet, Dom. Now, we talked about the fact in Pennsylvania, the false electors added language clarifying that their effort was just in case Trump won his court challenges in the 2020 election. The DOJ's criminal complaints note that GOP operatives didn't add a similar caveat to the Wisconsin false elector documents. And Cheesebro,
I think Roman, that was when Roman referred to F those guys.
Yeah, don't be weak. Yeah. Dom, Cheesebro was in the room with the fake electors in the state capitol and was in talks with the Trump campaign to expand the effort to other key swing states with hopes of overturning the 2020 election results. And your boy Roman, the aforementioned Dom, was a Trump campaign operative who worked with Cheesebro to deliver the list of fake electors to congressional staffers in an effort to get the documents to Vice President Pence. Again, they leave someone out in that little handoff, Dom. Dom, the slate of 10 fake electors are not yet facing criminal charges in Wisconsin. I suspect they will not be. You might go upstream, but you're done fishing downstream. And documents reviewed by investigators included public interviews given by an unnamed person, appearing to be former Republican Party Wisconsin Chair Andrew Hitt. Well, there's the reference to the 60 Minutes, right, Dom? And he, of course, is one of the fake electors who has argued they were merely keeping their options open if one of Trump's many legal challenges after the 2020 election were to succeed, and didn't realize their work was going to be used in an attempt to overturn the election results.
Oh, now, hang on. But they admitted again in when they settled the civil case that their efforts were in fact an attempt to overturn the election.
Now, Dom, some other than you have been critical. Call's office has faced some criticism after other states with fake electors, such as Arizona and Michigan, have pressed criminal charges. Call said today at the press conference, "Our judgment is now is the right time to file charges. When I do it, it's the right time." You did mention Governor Tony Evers' one-word statement, good. And in a social media post, did you point this out as well, Dom? I'm sourcing the Capital Times at this moment. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson called the charges outrageous and said, "Democrats are weaponizing Wisconsin's judiciary." Man, every time one of your guys is out there criming, maybe just a little downstream from you, Ron, it's a travesty. It's outrageous. And it's always the Democrats. It's never the underlying crime. Well, not if you're the criminal, not in your telling, right, Ron? Allegedly. Now, both Cheesebro and Roman were charged in Georgia as part of a slate of indictments related to efforts to overturn Trump's defeat in the state. Cheesebro pled guilty to a single count of conspiracy to commit filing false documents as part of a plea deal. As I point out, This guy shows preponderance to want to get out ahead of charges. He had told Politico reporting, Cheese Bro, that he was in what? Had been in contact with Wisconsin investigators. Obviously, this is the first clear tell of the indictments that came down. But I'm still telling you, man, I think if there's an inside, if there's a rat dom, it's Cheese Bro.
If there's a cooperating conspirator, it's certainly Cheese Bro.
Now, Roman was charged with conspiracy and racketeering in Georgia and has pled not guilty. The group of Wisconsin fake electors, as well as Cheese Bro and Troopas, settled a civil lawsuit. I bet some of the evidence in this case came from that case. They settled a civil lawsuit over the mayor, though they did not admit any wrongdoing as part of the deal. No, that comes later in the criminal courts, Dom. Jeff Mandel, co-founder of the legal group Law Forward, brought that civil case and has pushed for charges to be filed against Cheese Bro and Troopas, as well as the fake electors. He said he's pleased with Call's announcement, but said he's hoping for further action, aren't we all? Yeah, including more charges filed against Cheese Bro, Troopas, and Roman. Here's his quote. We've long believed that this is, was criminal activity and that people should be held accountable. It's nice to see that starting to happen, and it's good to hear the Attorney General say the investigation is ongoing, and this might not be the end of it. Now, Dom, the Wisconsin Elections Commission dismissed complaints against the fake electors, in part based on the memo from the Wisconsin Department of Justice saying it did not appear they violated the state's election laws. I would question that memo.
Well, perhaps some new information has come to light, man.
In Vyshalik's statement, however, she notes the DOJ memo did not discuss other potential violations of state law, including the fraud charge. Cheese Bro, Troopas, and Roman are scheduled to have their initial appearance in court in September, right, Dom? Less than 2 months before Trump and Biden face off in the general. And Call did not indicate if there had been conversations with the three defendants about a possible plea deal. He's talking to Cheese Bro. I'm just telling you, we know this from prior reporting at Politico. They're talking to Cheese Bro. If ultimately convicted of the charges, a Class H felony, perhaps for a Class H felony, the three men could face up to 6 years in prison and fines up to 10 grand. Now, the Cap Times, my source for this latest, Dom, had not been able to reach any of the three for responses to the charges. Nobody's answering their phone today, Dom. Sorry, I'm washing my hair, doing the dishes, go away.
Patrick Marley used to be at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, now with the Washington Post. This is national news, folks. Once again, Wisconsin in the center of the storm. Talks about Mike Roman. He served as Trump's director of Election Day operations in 2020. You think? And in that role, helped coordinate the plans for Republicans to meet as electors in states that Trump lost. He has been charged, and we said this, but I'm going to add a little bit to it, racketeering and other crimes in Georgia, and conspiracy, forgery, and other crimes in Arizona. He has pleaded not guilty in Georgia and expected to do the same on Friday, this Friday in Arizona. The Attorney General took a slower and more targeted approach to his investigation compared to those in other states. Unlike his counterparts, Call did not charge any of the 10 Wisconsin Republicans yet. Among those who signed the paperwork was Andrew Hitt, the chairman of the state Republican Party at the time. In December, he said he and the others, quote, were tricked and misled into participating in what became the alternate elector scheme and would have never taken any actions had we known that there were ulterior reasons beyond preserving an ongoing legal strategy.
We wouldn't have done any of the criming if we'd had known we were going to get caught.
He made the comment after reaching the settlement with two of the state's true electors who filed a suit. We know that. They agreed not to serve as electors based on that settlement under Trump. Anytime Trump is on the ballot, and they told National Archives they were rescinding their false paperwork claiming to be electors. Oh, we're taking it back. Backsies. Troopas and Cheese Bro reached a separate settlement in March in the lawsuit. As part of the agreement, they released hundreds of pages of documents about the endeavor. Small victories, I guess. Perhaps the investigation, you know, he says it's ongoing. Maybe it will bear some fruit. Maybe they'll work their way up. but I don't believe for a minute that Andrew hit. I'm sorry you say it, but I don't believe you, sir. You were tricked and misled. But Troopus and Cheese Bro. What, and
I'm a patsy.
And Mike Roman. Oh, yeah. He's just boonswaggles. We had no idea. He sounds like the dude from Seinfeld. If I had any idea that this was frowned upon, I would have done it. Come on, man. I do not believe that for a minute. But, you know, what are you going to do? Josh Call afternoon, baby.
Don't you remember Dave Chappelle in one of his stand-up acts? He talked about his white buddy and getting away with it. And his buddy would, like, just look at the cops and say, I didn't know I couldn't do that. I mean, that's literally like the Andrew hit, like, I didn't know I couldn't do that.
So, terrible judgment or conspirator? Either way, not good.
More Devil's Advocates. Always good.
If anyone had said anything to me at all when I first started here, that sort of thing was frowned upon.
The Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Never frowned upon when you call the party line or text 844-967-2789.
Dom, I want to pour oil all over my bald head and rub it all over your body.
Why?
I thought you watched Seinfeld.
I did. I don't remember that part.
Costanza said that to the maid, who English was not her first language. God. And so he said it to her, and then you see later her like shining his head, I believe, if I recall the sequence of events. So, anyways, I got the bald head.
Yes, yes. No, thank
you. And the
you.
Canola the oil and the will.
Yeah, but you don't have a taker. You send me a picture.
Do you think any of these fine alleged felons will spend time in prison, Dom? Under Wisconsin state charges, these are the first time false Trump elector forgerers have been charged in the state of Wisconsin. There seemingly is a clear crime, 6 years, even as a first offense. I mean, if you committed mortgage fraud as a first offense.
Well, it's a first offense if they're not convicted in Arizona or Georgia first. You know what I mean? Because those are ahead of the game, right? By the time this thing comes
to fruition. Come on, man. It's the same offense in every state. It's the same crime, just replicated. They took it on the road.
I commit a murder in every state. Is it one murder or 50 murders? You know what I'm saying? Come on. It's a different crime.
If you're Depends on whether or not you took Bernie on the road with you.
Come on. If you're convicted in Arizona or Georgia, hell, Cheese Bro, didn't he already plead to something?
Yes.
So he's already convicted. So this is not a first offense, man. I mean, if you do a lot of frauding in every different state, you can't say, well, you know, you kited checks all over the country. I guess you did it one time. No, man. No, those are separate charges.
He did not have a prior history of architecting coups against the government of the United States
until he pleaded guilty, and now it's on the record. And now, when he goes to court here, he will have been found guilty. You can't say he hasn't been found guilty of a crime.
I think he will be the one that pleads. I think he will be the star witness. I think Cheese Bro. Oh, man, that guy, he's snitching on everybody.
So if you think, like, this Mike Roman, if he gets convicted of all those different things we talked about.
He's the opposite of that. He's going to fight everything. I hope Josh Call doesn't have skeletons.
If Georgia convicts Mike Roman prior to his trial here in the state of Wisconsin, you don't think that should or would come into play in this trial? I mean, it's literally convicted of a crime prior to this one. I mean, if you go criming somewhere else, doesn't mean that it doesn't matter. You can't say not convicted of a crime when you've just been convicted or admitted a crime in other states.
As a man who's done a little criming in my lifetime, I'd like to think, you know, if you've done the same crime, but you happen to touch multi jurisdictions with it, you know, you might find yourself in federal court.
Oh, man, but it's not the same crime. If you can, you've made fraudulent documents for false electors in Wisconsin, and you made fraudulent documents for false electors in Arizona, and you made a separate set of fraudulent document for electors in Georgia, so on and so forth. Those aren't the same. Those are all different fraud documents. Or Wisconsin fraud documents, or Arizona fraud documents. You know what I'm saying? Those are different crimes. I'm just saying I would absolutely think that should be counted and at least addressed if and when this thing actually comes to court and they are convicted. Don't give me this first-time offense thing. First-time offense in Wisconsin doesn't mean first-time offense.
I feel like you're arguing with yourself primarily. Texter, Terry from Cross Plains says, regarding Andrew Hitt, how does an attorney who allegedly specializes in government regulatory law not familiarize himself with election law? Oh, that's not my specialty. Good note, Terry. What else do we have? Michael from the 608 text in. Don't sweat it, Crudy. I once had a tick on the back and I can't read all of this. I'm sorry. I'm going to roll too deep in. It is appreciated. And anyways, the punchline is, sorry, man, you're going to die.
Right. We're all going to die.
I don't know what inspired that particular country.
A banana republic. Isn't that what one of those Foxy Lizzy hosts said recently? I'm going to start shopping at Banana Republic because that's what we're turning into. Really? Holding people accountable for fraud, for racketeering, allegedly conspiracy, forgery, that's the decline of Western civilization, according to Republicans, according to the megas, according to the right-wing echo chamber.
It's lawfare. That's what it's lawfare against patriotic Americans just trying to reinstitute Trump in his rightfully stolen reelected bid.
Yeah, and I guess if that were to happen, if that were to be the case, oh, man, I'd be mad, too. But they had every opportunity. They went to court over 60 times. They did tons of recounts all over the place. Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, not known as a liberal hotbed, you know, they did the review. Said no. The Wisconsin Legislative Audit Bureau. They looked at it. No. The recounts in Milwaukee. Well, they gave Joe Biden a few more votes when it was all said and done. You had every opportunity, as well anybody should. Absolutely. But once those things run out, You don't turn to fraud and racketeering and forgery in order to keep your dictator in office and disenfranchise 81 million people if you had your way. But certainly here in the state of Wisconsin, that's my vote, man. You don't get to do that to me.
That it all comes down to Dom. Dom would have been disenfranchised.
Hey, work for Trump, man. I'm going to start implementing this. Life according to Dom.
Folks, we got fine guests. The Happy Hour brings Joe Sopecki, and the happier Happy Hour brings attorney Maggie Dawn. She was on the other side of the Trump recount from Jim Troupas, alleged felon. Come back, more devil's advocates. No one's alleged felonies against us in quite some time.
Not in a while.
I would like to dip my bald head in oil and